Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, my friends. In here, out there, all around the world, welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It is day... It is day two of Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, what many are calling the trial of the feels like a century. And as we watch the proceedings, we are reminded, though the wheels of justice may turn slowly, eventually, a panel of impartial citizen jurors will do the indispensable public service of listening to testimony about Donald Trump's mushroom dong. That's coming up. That's foreshadowing. That's called foreshadowing. Well, the wheels of justice hit the nitrous button today because as of this taping, six jurors have been chosen for Trump's criminal trial. Wow. Nothing. Zero yesterday. In the course of just 24 hours, they went from zero to six. You usually only see those kind of numbers in a Kia Sorento. Now, we don't know a lot about these. We don't know a lot about these half dozen folks so far, but they do include a person known as juror number one who will serve as the foreperson during the trial. Evidently, he works in sales, he enjoys the outdoors, and is originally from Ireland. And I'm being told we have a photo of the foreperson, right? Yes. He's magically impartial. And even though they've got six so far, it's going to be 18 with the alternates, right? So they need 12 more. In fact, anticipating a long process, New York has sent out over 6,000 summonses, which is around 2,000 more than average. At that rate, they're going to burn through every available New Yorker. By the end, the jury is going to include a Times Square Buzz Lightyear, 40 rats in a trench coat, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Order in the court. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, once again, will juror number seven please refrain from educational rapping? Now, yesterday, more than half the group was excused for telling the judge they could not be fair and impartial. That's pretty vague. You might as well just ask, who wants to leave? I wouldn't blame them. After all, the job description is wanted. Impartial juror, 4 days a week, $40 a day. Benefits include free Wi-Fi and unlimited death threats. Now, one prospective juror, death threats. Sir. One prospective juror who was rejected yesterday for claiming she couldn't be impartial said that in her spare time, she likes to sing, watch TV, and go to the club. Court reporters described her as wearing apple-bottom jeans, boots with the fur, with the fur. Apparently, as she was walking out the club, goer told a court officer, I just couldn't do it, adding, also, can I get a vodka soda? Vodka soda! No lime. One of the possible jurors who made it through the vetting yesterday said his radio habits include listening to whatever was on when he was in the shower. But after he hears details of Trump's sex life, I'm guessing he'll be listening to a toaster in the bathtub. Another toaster in the bathtub. Another perspective. I just like that. Whatever's on.
Yeah.
Oh, another prospective juror under consideration today was a woman who said, "I don't really know what exactly this case is about," explaining that she was away in February and part of March living on a lake with no Wi-Fi. Oh, my God. Take me away to your magical lake where there's no news of Donald Trump. Even though the judge did not allow it on the official questionnaire, Trump's lawyer clearly was fishing for potential jurors to give their honest feelings about their former president, telling them, "You're not going to offend the court or even President Trump by talking about your opinion of President Trump. Yes, you're not going to upset him. He's got thick skin. He's basically a hunk of beef jerky with a layer of bronzer." Of course, yesterday, Trump fell asleep during the proceedings. He took a little white power nap. But today, today, he was sharp, focused, and he fell asleep again. And in a totally unrelated story, there's a national Adderall shortage. Trump, I don't know. Is that story? This story is no relation. Trump must have snoozed for a while because the court sketch artist had time to draw him. Well, I think we found the new mascot for Celestial Seasoning, Sleepy Crime Tea. Hey. Now. Now, in a criminal trial, the thing is, the defendant has to be there every day, as Donald Trump is starting to learn. Yesterday, Trump asked the judge for a couple of excused absences. First, he wanted to skip the trial next Thursday to attend Supreme Court arguments about whether he's immune from special counsel Jack Smith's charges for trying to subvert the 2020 election, a request Merchan rejected. That's got to be disappointing for Trump because he really wanted to be down there in Washington with the justices that he appointed. "Hey, Gorsuch, I'm just saying that your neck looks really itchy and my finger is a knife and my neck is your neck." Trump also got denied. Trump also got denied when he asked if he could be exempted from any proceedings that may arise on Wednesdays. What? No Wednesdays? There's no possible better day for a porn star trial than hump day. How you guys doing? All right. Finally, Trump asked if he could attend his son's high school graduation on May 17th, with Merchan responding, "It really depends on if we are on time and where we are in the trial." But he has to go to the graduation. He already wrote the speech. "Mr. Valedictorian, you say the future is bright, but the truth is our country is dying. There is no future, and Valerie is not the true prom queen. The election was stolen from me. Stop the steal, crooked Valerie." Now, to be clear, Judge Merchan never said Trump couldn't attend his son's graduation, but that did not stop Trump from pretending Merchan had said it, truthing, "Who'll explain for me to my wonderful son, Barron, who is a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony?" Well, I don't blame him for wanting someone else to do that. "Son, you know how right after you were born, I cheated on your mom by banging a porn star? Oh, you didn't know that? You want to be on my jury?" Because a lot of people know that. Trump, wherever he goes, doesn't like to travel too far from home without an angry mob. So before the trial, he put out a general call to the faithful to show up in numbers, truthing, "Tomorrow morning, I'll be in criminal court before a totally conflicted judge. MAGA 2024, see you tomorrow." Classic MAGA mob invitation. He even sent cards, "Please select chicken fish or sharpened flagpole." Wow. Trump's local supporters also put out the call promoting a courthouse rally for President Trump organized by the New York Young Republican Club. Yes, the New York Young Republicans. You know their motto, I just got kicked out of the strip club. So let's see the MAGA mob that turned out on the first day to support their president. Okay, that crowd is whelming. One Republican in attendance explained the small turnout this way. I just think that people are kind of just tired of these trials. She's right. One guy's so tired he keeps falling asleep in front of the judge. Now, what's... Wow. How are we doing on time? You know, like this? Or like this? Are you okay? What? Just a moment. I'm getting breaking monkey news. I've just learned that apparently every year a story pops up that some monkeys in Florida could give you herpes, which I believe is also the motto on their state flag. Officials are concerned because the monkeys in question tested positive for herpes B. That's spooky. On the other hand, kudos to whoever trained them to go to Quest Diagnostics and remember to bring their insurance card. Now, specifically, these herpes spreaders are rhesus macaques. So I'd like to give a public service message to all my Florida viewers. Jim? Floridians, no matter how tempting it may be, do not touch macaque. Because this is important. No, this is an important message. Macaque is riddled with herpes. Don't believe me? I could send you pictures of macaque that would make your skin crawl. Now, I understand why you'd be tempted to, but remember, don't pet macaque. And for God's sake, don't kiss macaque. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Orlando Bloom.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know my first guest tonight from films such as The Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Gran Turismo. You can now see him in the limited docuseries Orlando Bloom, To the Edge. Please welcome to The Late Show, Orlando Bloom. No. Thank you.
Together. 1, 2, 3.
Nicely done. First of all, lovely to see you.
You too.
I love the chocolate.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
I liked it too. That's why I chose it.
Now, we just saw this clip.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you backstage, your show makes me nervous.
Mm.
And I know that I've seen some other little clips of things that you've done, and they make me nervous too. And we'll talk those in a second. What are these dangerous? What are all the dangerous pursuits you're doing
in this show?
In the show, yeah.
So wingsuiting is the first episode.
Wingsuiting, that's what that is.
That was what that was.
Where you look like a flying squirrel.
Correct.
Yeah.
The second episode is dive, And it's I free dove to 37 meters, 102 feet on one breath.
Okay.
And the third episode was climb, and I climbed Ancient Art in Moab, which is a pinnacle, and I stood on the top of like a pizza box at the top, and just like it was like a lightning rod, I felt. So I was like, ah, I'm here.
Well, they all I've seen clips of all of them. They all make me nervous. Which one scared you the most?
All of them individually and independently in their own special, particular, peculiar, messed up way.
Right, okay.
So it's totally unnatural to jump out of a plane and skydive. But once you've learned that, you go, okay, this is fine. But wingsuiting, you're like on a knife edge because if anything goes wrong at the wrong time, things can go south very, very quickly. And
well, you are going south very quickly.
You're going south. Well, actually, you're going more. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes,
but
yes,
but free diving is terrifying because emotionally and mentally you're kind of like you're going down and you the claustrophobia of what feels like, and then for me it was like I was like, well, how do I come back up? And I'm holding one breath and you're in this very peculiar pain.
So this is that episode
that's coming up from a free dive.
From how far down did you say you went?
I think I got to 102 feet.
Okay. And
37 meters.
And that's I mean, you have to be an experienced scuba diver to go down to 100.
Like, yeah.
Dives are normally around 60 or 50 feet.
Yeah.
And how Correct. Long down and how long up?
So I was like probably about 2.5 minutes underwater.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty wild. I mean, I also had about a 5-day window to do that.
So what do you, what do you mean? You had to learn the whole thing in 5 days?
I was in the water doing that in about a 5-day window. But what I had done prior to that was all these breath exercises to learn to hold my breath extensively for a long period of time so I could get comfortable with that. But the thing that I found most challenging about diving, the free diving, was I was wearing a mask and equalizing. And I had, you know, I had a lot of challenges with equalizing, which is, you know, typically something that can be an issue.
Well, I have a quick follow-up question, and that is, why? Orlando Bloom.
What's wrong with you?
Why would you do this? Why is this the thing that you are doing for our amusement?
Yes.
You're putting yourself in danger so we get our jollies out of it.
Yeah.
Have you always been like an adrenaline junkie?
Probably a little bit, yeah, for sure. But actually, I think, you know, COVID was a pretty challenging time for everyone. I hate to bring up the C word like that again.
Yeah.
But it was, and I was very aware and I felt of the fear around me. And at the time, I was like, this is, what am I going to do when I come out of this? And actually, what I really wanted to do was like something that showed longevity and life and how to live like a really clean, living life so that you could live longer. And they were like, didn't get any bites on that from any studio.
What if we dropped you out of a plane,
How about
Orlando?
We just throw you to the bottom of the ocean?
Exactly. How about a lot of things where your shirt...
Then you can climb this.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about some with your shirt off, Orlando? Yeah, exactly. How about that? What if we did that?
All right. Let's do it. And it was really there was a unique time, and I think for so many people on the planet, right? So I was like, what am I going to do? And I think that's what came up.
So something outdoors, energetic,
confronting
vital,
fear,
that kind of thing.
Overcoming fear. And for me, it was like, okay, what does that look like? For other people, it was like, how am I going to just get through this day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel...
And you're like, let's dive to the bottom of the ocean. No COVID down there.
There's no COVID down there.
We have to take a break, but please don't go, and you don't go, because we'll be right back with more Orlando Bloom. Stick around.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Please put, while you were gone, Orlando had the shirt off, the whole thing.
Yeah, whole thing.
We're back with the star of Orlando Bloom to the Edge. Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom, your partner Katy Perry, you can see her in this as well. Yeah. She appears in this as well. Did you have to clear this idea with her, or did she just find out about it later? Because Evie, you know, needs to give me approval to go at the top of a very large escalator.
Yeah. She kind of, obviously, she's fully supportive. We fully support one another in all of our ventures. But I don't think she had quite fully grasped what I would be doing until I came home from work and I was, like, clearly, like, under a severe stress, physical, emotional, and mental stress from some of the things that I'd been going through. And she was like, are you okay? Because ordinarily, I'm, like, super chill.
Is there anything that you wouldn't do? Is there anything that was pitched to you that you went, nah, I don't want to do that?
No, but we thought about... We thought about sharks, great whites, out of the cage.
Out of the cage?
Yeah, yeah.
We like wearing a lucky ham or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what? What? That's a old joke. But
just for the show.
Exactly. And you said no, no great whites?
Actually, they said no. They were like, I think, you know, there's, you know, it's interesting because there are just so many. I think you see 15 seconds of a clip these days, right? On any social media platform. And it feels like you're seeing, you know, it's like, somebody has become an expert to achieve that, right? But it feels like you're just seeing 15 seconds so anyone can do it.
Sure.
Actually, from my experience, Luke Aitkins, Camila, and Will Truebridge, and then Mo, who are in the show, these experts that showed me what to do, they're fully committed to this lifestyle, and they are geniuses at what they do. And they've studied and worked at it and to follow protocol. And it was, and the takeaway was like, they are super capable, super remarkable people. How do I do that? You know?
How did you feel about the climbing? Do you don't have any height issues? Because I've done a little climbing.
Totally terrified.
And... Really?
Yeah, the exposure is so much. And that was like 400 feet in the air standing on. I mean, it was like just nothing around me for like 400
feet. Right. And sometimes you're climbing, like you've got your toes on something, you know, and you're like thin. Like
and is,
that.
And is that rubber going to hold?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it was, I felt super challenged by the climbing. Mostly the physical aspect of it as well. Aside from the exposure, like muscles that, did you find muscles that you had?
I have my leg.
Oh, I have a muscle.
Exactly.
Here.
Or my legs would just go Elvis on me, you know, when I was, because I'd be so nervous up there. And it was not my idea. No. Evie booked the trip for me and my sons and said, go have a good time.
Try this for science. Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to the beach.
She's like, maybe you won't come home. Hey.
Yeah. You're fully insured.
Yeah, exactly. I made sure the life insurance was up to date.
Here's the thing. You've always been a little rough and tumble. Here you are at 19. You broke your back when you were 19.
I did, yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you were cast in The Lord of the Rings at 19.
20, yeah.
20. So how much longer after you broke your back were you...
Months.
Were you doing...
Less than a year.
This. Because that's you riding a horse. Did you... These things feel like they should be further apart in time. Did you tell Peter Jackson you had a broken back when he hired you?
I might not have mentioned that. I'm not sure that would have been wise.
Well, Orlando, please take care of yourself.
I'll do my best.
You're a treasure. Please do not
hurt you. I'll do my best.
And give our best to Katie, okay?
So happy to see you.
You can watch Orlando Bloom To the Edge streaming on Peacock this Thursday. It's Orlando Bloom, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.